Episode 809, Eating for Beauty.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It's a good day in the neighborhood. And I hope that you are having a fabulous week up until this point. You know what? Don't give up, because you know what? Today is another day. And today is Wellness Wednesday. We get to talk about your health. And we're focused in the month of March on nutrition. And so for today, it's eating for beauty. You knew that you could actually eat from the inside out and make yourself even more beautiful. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I can't help but have a smile on my face today, number one, because you are here. Number two, because we're talking about beauty, and everybody is beautiful. I know we may have different degrees of who we see. Like if you were to say, like, who's the star beauty out there? If you think of an actress, who would pop in your mind? Well, I want to tell you right now that you need to think about you. You are the star today. And we're talking about how your beauty is reflected in your diet. What you put on the inside is reflected on the outside. Eating for beauty starts with your grocery list. So you better get ready and start taking notes, because we've got 14 things that you can add to your grocery list that's going to help you. And I want to dive deeper into those. So as we chat about these various foods, we're going to talk about how they improve and enhance the health of your skin, hair, and nails. All of which, what? Summer is around the corner. We want to look good in those bathing suits, right? Those shorts, those capris, whatever tanks we're putting on, we want to look good. And on top of that, we want to feel good. So when you eat for beauty, which you're going to start doing today, because you're going to make this list out and you're going to start adding things to maybe what you don't normally eat, but by adding in one or two different things a week, it's going to totally up your nutrient dense food list, which is what? That's going to increase your health and wellness. Whoop, whoop. That means you get an A for the day. That's right. You're going to keep the doctor away by getting an A for the day. So let's first, though, talk about the largest organ of the body. Do you know what that is? Of course you do. It's your skin. Now, a lot of us don't think of our skin as an organ, but it truly is. And skin is also a part of your hair. Why? Because of your scalp. And it's very important that we keep that healthy too, because if our skin, our scalp, where our hair grows, if those follicles are not kept healthy, what's going to happen? No hair growth, right? And we don't want that as we get older. I know that. I have gone through hair loss. My mother, unfortunately, I love her very much, and I'm sure she's probably cringing as she's listening to this, but she actually has had to wear wigs for many years now. Why? Because she has lost her hair. She has some, but not as much as she really wants to, and it's just easier for her to wear a wig. Now, knowing that all of this can be in your genes, in your genetics, in your makeup, in your DNA, you need to understand where you came from, okay? That's important. You can't discount what you were given within your body, but what you can do is you can enhance and improve upon those genes and help to fight and combat what you deal with on a daily basis. And that's why we're talking about these particular foods that you can add to your grocery list. All right, so we've got the skin, the largest organ of the body. Then we move to the scalp, right, which is a part of our hair. And with hair, there are four phases that our hair goes through. It's the growing phase, the regression phase, the resting, and the shedding phase. Now, a lot of us are most familiar with the growing and the shedding. Okay, so let me give you some examples. The growing. You tend to grow more hair during puberty and pregnancy, and that's due to the levels of higher estrogen, okay? They've increased, so therefore you're going to have that. I had the most beautiful hair when I was pregnant. Now, on top of that, I just love being pregnant. My husband probably shrinks every single time he hears me say that, and he shivers a little bit and probably quivers too in his chair, because he's like, oh, please don't talk about pregnancy again, because we already have had five. Yes, and I probably would have about a 20 more. I really would. So pregnancy is great for hair. And people, a lot of your girlfriends and you may have talked and said, oh my gosh, there was nothing like it. Or maybe you can remember when you were younger, growing up, and you were going through that stage in your life and you had your first menstrual cycle and then maybe your second. And then all of a sudden you noticed your hair is like, it felt like it was getting thicker and longer and growing faster. That's because it's in the growing phase and it stays there the longest. We love that. But of course we can't stay in that stage forever. Now shedding, mind you, can occur after the baby. So if you've been pregnant and you've had a baby, you may have noticed that you've lost a little bit of more hair following the delivery. Also, you can have shedding after a stressful period in your life. Period, not meaning menstrual cycle, a stressful situation in your life. Make sure we get those two things clarified there, okay? I guess it actually could be your menstrual cycle too, but I would caution you, if you are noticing some radical hair loss that does not seem typical, and what I mean by that is, on average, we lose about 100 hairs a day. If you're shedding more than that, I would encourage you to go talk to your medical provider, okay? Something may be off, and these are good clues. So you need to know what's going on with your body. Only you know your body, so be sure that you know what's going on so you can communicate with your provider and figure out a course of action. Now, shedding is normal. We can't, you know, ever have it that way. We've got to shed, right? I mean, think about a snake. Okay, I'm not comparing us to a snake because I really don't like snakes. But they shed their skin, right? They slough off their skin. Well, we need to do the same thing because our follicles have to be clear so what another one comes in. And as long as you're shedding but you see regrowth happening, those little pesky hairs that tend to grow and you're like, gosh, they just seem to be standing straight up when I don't want them to be grateful that you have little pesky hairs that are standing straight up because one of these days, you're not going to. So be grateful when you see them, love them, and treat them well. All right, so that kind of covers our skin and our nails. I mean, our skin and our hair. Let's move on to nails. Your nails grow about 0.1 millimeters per day. That's really small, but they still grow. And then I want you to look at your nails right now. As you hear my voice, look at your nails. The appearance of your nails is a good indicator if you're getting enough hydration and nutrient-dense food. How do they look? And I'm not talking about because you went to the salon and you had them done. I'm talking about your real natural nails. Now, if you cover them up, then that's a different episode and that's for a different, totally different story because what you're using on your nails is also breaking them down. So yes, you can improve upon your nails, but you're not going to see them until you're done putting those horrible chemicals on. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. All right, so let's dive in deeper. What does your grocery list need to contain? Because ultimately, that's what we want to know. We're talking about 14 items, and it is your kiss of the day, the Keep It Simple strategy. Load your cart with nutritional goodness. That's what you're going to do. And number one is the biggest one ever, but it's one of the smallest molecules, and it is H2O, water. I cannot stress enough to you. I feel like a broken record sometimes. You must hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Say that 100 times, 300 times fast. Hydrate your body. Your energy will increase. And number one, you could take all these 13 other things we're going to talk about, and you could eat them all the time, but if the only thing that you're taking in liquid-wise is soda pop, I'm telling you, your body is going to hate you. Your cells will not be prepared to be able to take in and accept those nutrients. So it is imperative, it is crucial, it is vital to your cell life, okay, your life here on earth, to continue to do what you want to do to impact the world. You've got to stay hydrated. All right, enough preaching on my water box. Yes, so hydrate, drink water. Your cells have got to stay hydrated to work properly. Number two, write this down, strawberries. Think about S for skin. Strawberries are great as a whole. Berries, period, are great. Any berries, blackberries, blueberries. We're going to talk about blueberries here in a minute. Strawberries, berries, raspberries, anything in the berry family, they're great. Less is more, meaning that the smaller they are, oh, enjoy them. You don't have to have something huge and large in order to make a big impact. Hey, we talk about one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Think about strawberries. One cup has an entire day's worth of vitamin C. That's awesome. So when strawberries come into season, enjoy them. Don't put them off. This is when you need to enjoy them, okay? Put that on your grocery list. And the vitamin C acts as a building block for collagen, which is the supporting structure for what? Your skin. You've got to have strong skin. You want that elasticity, right? That collagen, that bounce back, that pinch, like when you pinch yourself, it's like it goes back to where it is. Unlike if you were to pinch your great-grandmother and it takes longer for it to go back into place, you see it and it's kind of wrinkly and it kind of grosses you out. Part of that's hydration and part of that is lack of collagen. You don't have the elasticity any longer within your skin. So strawberries, yum, yum. And number three, blueberries. I told you we're going to get to berries. These berries are one of the richest sources of antioxidants. Most berries are. They are awesome, but blueberries stand alone. They are great, awesome, and extraordinary berries for your brain. Oh, yes, they are, but they also help prevent free radical damage. And this has been linked to like flaky scalp. Mm-hmm. You know, the dry stuff, the white stuff, the itchy scalp, flaky scalp, brittle hair, and weak nails. So up your blueberries. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Just think about putting them in the palm of your hand, okay? It's just really a sprinkle. You don't have to have a whole cup of berries at one time, but you can enjoy them. They make a great snack too. Blueberries with some almonds. We're going to talk about almonds or walnuts. Awesome combination, okay? So number three are blueberries. Add that to your list. Number four, moving on, papaya. Oh, I love papaya. Only when they're really good and in season. Oh, an average papaya, which is basically a medium size papaya, has over 220% of your daily intake for vitamin C. So one cup of strawberries gives you 100% of your daily intake, but a papaya, that's 220%. Woo! That's power, extra power, right? That's the extra kick that you want. This is critical for preventing hair breakage and strengthening every strand. So if you have weakened hair, it breaks off a lot. It's important that, yeah, head to your vitamin C, your papaya, and your strawberries. Number five, walnuts. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Walnuts are a storehouse of omega-3 fatty acids. We need our omega-3s. Very important. This helps to keep it healthy, okay, moist and wrinkle-free. We're talking about your skin. Yes, it does. You want to eat away those wrinkles, don't you? So think walnuts and wrinkles, you're eating away the wrinkles. Yes, so eat more walnuts. Now, you have to be careful, though, with any of the nuts and the seeds we're talking about. They are nutrient-dense foods, which means if you are thinking about, I need to also watch my weight and I've got to balance that, think of, I've got to have sprinkles of this in my day. Not that I need to have a bowl of this. There is a big difference because not only are these great, but they also can pack in calories. So depending upon what you're looking at for your health and well-being, where you are on your weight, whether you're building lean muscle, etc., you need to keep that in mind, especially with the nuts, okay? That's just kind of a fair warning there. They're awesome, but can you overdo anything? The answer to that is yes, you can. So beware and understand that. So walnuts, great, great, great. Eat those wrinkles away with walnuts. Number six, almonds. You know almonds are awesome, right? Almonds are great. And it's wonderful. If you're thinking, what's a good serving of almonds? About 10 to 12 almonds is a great serving for a snack. Awesome, awesome. And I told you like to combine that with your blueberries or combine that with your strawberries or combine that with your papaya. It is a great way to combine it. Why? Because almonds are an amazing source of protein, okay? And they're loaded with biotin. And biotin is what? A vital vitamin, which helps break down and use proteins in the body. We need that. And we need that what? For stronger hair and nails. Biotin is key. Some of you may actually take a vitamin that's strictly with biotin in it for hair, skin, and nails. Almonds have that in there. So you want to add this on your grocery list. It is very good for your body. And then going on, it also contains, and we're talking almonds here, it also contains vitamin E and the stress reducing magnesium. So it's got vitamin E and magnesium. And this is awesome, okay, because the vitamin E is going to contribute to the thick, beautiful, lustrous hair. And your magnesium is going to help with what? Stress reduction. And I'm sure we all need a little bit of stress reduction, right? I do. So it's a beautiful combination. So almonds overall serves all purposes, the skin, hair, and nails. So if you're like, what are some of the one thing I would go with? Definitely almonds are one of them. Almonds and my blueberries are my two top choices. Okay. If I want to throw in some really strong vitamin C, I would go for strawberries or papaya, depending upon what is in season. And remember, you can use frozen fruit, okay? But beware of what the label says. You do not want the added sugar, okay? That's important. And you want it whole. You don't want it in added sugar with juices and all of that, like you're making a strawberry shortcake. No, no, no. It may be fun, but that's not what you're looking for. You want the nutrient dense foods, which is you want it in its whole base. Okay. I hope this is all making sense. I know it's a lot to digest, isn't it? No pun intended, but you need it, right? We're eating from the inside out because we're eating for beauty. We are indeed. Okay. So we've got our almonds done, our walnuts, our papaya, our blueberries, our strawberries, and we all started with what? Lots of water. And now we're going to move on to number 7, tomatoes. Tomatoes, tomatoes, however you want to pronounce them, they are loaded with lycopene, and they are so good for you. And that lycopene is going to protect your skin from the damaging sun rays. With spring here, soon to be summer, you need that protection. So enjoy the tomatoes, especially when they are in season. They are also packed with vitamin C, beta carotene, and vitamin E, keeping your skin looking young and fresh. And that's what you want, right? You want to stay looking young and fresh. You want to age naturally. That's my personal opinion. You want to age healthy. Okay, we're gonna get wrinkles, but if we can get them and have them be healthy wrinkles, it's much better than having dry wrinkles. You know the difference, right? I know. Just look at maybe your great grandmother. Okay, I know when my great grandmother was alive, and I mean, I thought she was beautiful. She had the most beautiful long white hair. We called her Grandma Goldie, even though her hair was not gold, it was all white, and it was so long, it went down almost to her bottom, if I can remember correctly. I mean, I was really young then still, but it was amazing, and yet she was just beautiful. She just carried herself. It was natural beauty because she ate well, and she was healthy, so she aged well. And that's ultimately what we're talking about here. We're not talking about that you're going to look like you're 27 when you're 95. Now, if you can do that, you're going to be making billions upon billions of dollars, okay? And you're not going to be listening to me. But what I am here to tell you is that when you're doing things like that to your body, that's usually not natural. That's not how God created us. We all age, whether we're a mammal of the jungle or whether we're a mammal here and we're talking and thinking and procreating and making an impact on earth and raising our children and our family to go out and impact too. That's where we really have got to understand that we're going to get older, but let's do it with grace and eat for beauty the way God created us to do. Okay. So eat those tomatoes. Number 8. I love these. I really do. Eggs. Eggs are awesome all the way around. I mean, they are just jam-packed. They are a power food. You talk about the power of one. If I had to tell you to pick one thing off of here, and you said, Christiane, I only can do one thing, what would it be? I'd tell you eggs. Seriously. Eggs are awesome all the way around. And so if you could only do one, eat more eggs, okay? Eggs have protein that keep your hair from becoming dry and weak, okay? Because they're what? Eggs have protein in it. They also have, it has natural fats in it, which are good for you. It also helps from having your hair become easily broken and dull and damaged. Plus, it contains what? Biotin and vitamin B12, all of which we need. So eggs are, When I talked about the power of one, you've heard me talk about that. Yeah, eggs. Go with eggs. Number 9, flax seeds. Now, you're probably wrinkling your nose at me, but for those of you who enjoy flax seeds, some of you do, maybe some of you have never tasted it, these are high in omega-3 fatty acids, and they help with dry cuticles and weak nails. So if you're looking at your nails right now, if they're the natural nails that you're looking at, and you're looking at them going, man, everything just looks like it's peeling away, and my cuticles look like they've been beaten up. Now, remember, some of it can be your DNA. It can be your genetics. Understand that, all right? We have that in our family. It's like it skips a generation. One gets great nails, the next generation doesn't. The next generation does, and it just seems, and it, we have seen that pattern now in, I think, 5 generations now we have. We've been able to calculate that many. We've been blessed to be able to have and see that many within our generation. So if that is you, then put flax seeds on your grocery list. Number 10, you probably never thought about this one. Shiitake mushrooms. Ooh, yes. These contain vitamin B5, which is the pantothenic acid, and it helps to nourish your hair and give it a luster and a shine. That's what shiitake mushrooms do. So if you like mushrooms, oh, yummy, yummy, eat on up. They also contain copper, which helps with your natural hair color. Okay, so you want to have that natural hair color. Now with me, my natural hair color that's coming in is white. I have no color anymore. And so I just, when I go in to get my hair done, I just get my hair done at the roots. I do not carry out the color throughout my entire head. Because as you continue to over-color the strands that really don't need to be colored, you're just breaking them down, right? And they're becoming even more fragile. So for me personally, yes, it's important for me to keep and hold my natural hair color because I want it to hold the color that I'm putting on it. So yes, I do eat shiitake mushrooms. They are good. They're great to just throw in with any type of stir fry that you're doing. They are just yummy and they're great in omelets. If you like cheese and whatever with your eggs, you know, you make yourself an omelet, throw a little bit of all this stuff in there and you've got bonus of yumminess and you're eating for beauty. And that's what makes it awesome. Okay, so let's review here because we're on number 10. So we've got shiitake mushrooms, flax seeds, eggs, tomatoes, almonds, walnuts, papaya, blueberries, strawberries, and our most famous one, H2O, our water. So let's continue with number 11. We're almost there. Hang in there. Sweet potatoes. Oh, yes, they are high in, what do you think? Beta carotene. You got it right. Because why? Their color, right? It's a good indication. Beta carotene. And this helps to increase your natural oils in your scalp. Like I said before, you want hair growth. You've got to make sure those follicles at the scalp are healthy. If your scalp is dry and itchy, something's not normal. Okay, and I'm saying this nicely out of love. It's not normal. You shouldn't have that. So you need to look at the types of food that you're eating. What are you putting in or what are you not putting in? You may be eating very healthy. I've got some friends that are like, oh my gosh, Christiane, do you see my list? I'm doing everything, but then I have these problems. And then I look at it, I'm like, well, you're missing this, this, and this. These are key components. And then they're like, oh, okay, I didn't see that. So you can still be eating very healthy, but you can be missing some key components for your nutrient-dense food that will help with your skin, hair, and nails. All right? So add sweet potatoes. That will help you. Number 12, romaine lettuce. Not iceberg, but romaine lettuce. It contains enough vitamin A in 6 leafy lettuce leaves to keep your skin fresh by increasing what? Cell turnover. We got to have cell turnover. We just talked about the snake, right? Sloughing off the dead stuff. Well, that's what we do too. We need to slough off the dead stuff. And with that, by eating romaine lettuce, that helps us because it has that vitamin A, which helps with cell turnover. But again, you've got to stay hydrated. Those cells are not going to be able to absorb and accept the nutrients that you are eating if they are not hydrated. They will refuse it because they will think they're sick. And they'll be in a totally different mode of accepting or what they can or cannot accept within their body. Remember, when we eat with our eyes and we think it's yummy, awesome blueberries. But to our body, it's a chemical reaction. I know, to burst your bubble, I'm so sorry, but that's how it is. So make sure you stay hydrated so it can take in that great vitamin A and increase your cell turnover to help keep your skin fresh with that romaine lettuce. Number 13, sesame seeds. Oh, yes. These have zinc, which is responsible for strong nails and hair. So if you like sesame seeds, add those in. And you can add just, you know, you can kind of come up with a little snack concoction if you want. Because some of this is not what you're going to do to create a full meal here. These are things that you're going to add throughout your day, not necessarily at one sitting. So maybe you have sesame seeds with a little bit of walnuts and a couple almonds or something. And maybe you like the little tomatoes, cherry tomatoes. And so you're going to add that, and that's your snack. Yummy. Because that you can just pop in your mouth, right? Those are just yummy, yummy. And that's good for you. And it's going to help. So add those kind of things into your grocery list. So then when you're wanting a snack, all you have to do is say, oh, I'm going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of this, sprinkle of this, and I'm done. Okay? It is awesome. So sesame seeds, add that to your list. And finally, number 14, one other drink that you can add to your list besides water is green tea. It has the Fountain of Youth compound known as the EGCG, and this helps to rejuvenate your skin. It's packed with antioxidants to protect from the sun's exposure. All of this stuff is awesome sauce. It is so good for your body. So what you want to do is take all of this information and go look at your own refrigerator. Go look at your own cupboards. Open up your pantry and say, what do I have of these 14 items? I know you have at least one. You have water. So you start there. Start drinking more water. Then what's the next step? Well, if you don't know what the next step is, you're a little confused or you have more questions, you want to go deeper and you want to be more specific to what you need, then guess what? Click on the link, take aim, and I would love to come beside you to help figuring out what works for you. I know for me, when I went through my major weight loss, I did not realize how much hair I would lose. I did not realize during this stressful period, this tornado in my life, what would happen, but I have since recovered. It is awesome. My hair is beautiful. My hairdresser, because we've had to baby it, literally. I mean, I wanted it longer. It's not real long, but it's long for me. I've never been able to grow hair except when I was pregnant. And so I have just really taken care of it. And it was very, very damaged. It was very brittle. I mean, I could pull on it and it would snap so fast. Now I don't have to do that. And my hairdresser says, you know what, Christine, you don't have damaged hair anymore. You may not have a lot of hair because I naturally have thin, fine hair and I don't have a lot of it. But the hair I have, I still have regrowth. I celebrate that. And that all comes from eating healthy, checking my grocery list, making sure I'm eating for my skin, hair, and nails. It's just not about, okay, you know, do I need to be organic? Do I need this? Do I want to lose weight? I've got to eat what's right for my body. So if you want help with that, click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you and help you specifically to what you need. Be beautiful today from the inside out. Go fill out that grocery list and think about what's in season. Not all of this stuff is always in season, so shop in season. Look for sales. If you buy in bulk, then be aware of what you can purchase to help reduce that. We'll probably go into some other details later, not on this episode because we could be talking for a very long time, about how we can do some money-saving opportunities to really eat healthy but get your biggest bang for your buck. I know with a big, large family like me, like we have here, I've had to really learn different techniques and tools and strategies to figure out what works best. And I would love to share those with you. If you have any questions, you know where to find me, createyournow.com. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.